Discover the French language with Jessica. It's right here. It's right now on French Your Way podcast.
Bonjour à tous. Welcome to French Your Way podcast, and this is episode 52. And today I'm talking about la chandeleur. Do you know what la chandeleur is? It's a popular French tradition, well, not only French, but a Christian tradition, actually, so you may know it. And this year, it was yesterday, on Tuesday, the 2nd of February. The date changes slightly every year, but it's always on a Tuesday, and it's always 40 days before Easter. So, I published an article last year for La Chandeleur, and I'm making the podcast episode about these 16 facts about La Chandeleur that I had published so a year ago now. So it gives you, if you are new, a totally new insight about this tradition. And if you have already read the article, this time you have it in your ear or in your earbuds. So, yeah, check to see how many facts about La Chandeleur you knew. And if you go to the show notes of the episode, so that's frenchyourway.com.au/podcast52, there is a little button there that you can click on to actually download a recipe for sweet crepes. And it's not just any recipe, it's my grandmother's recipe. So I'm happy to share it with you, and do try them because they are absolutely delicious. So let's go about these fun facts about La Chandeleur, and for you to kind of understand what it is. So first, La Chandeleur is mostly known as being crepe days. So maybe you didn't know the word chandeleur or even Candlemas, because that's the equivalent in English, but you may know about crepe days. Number two, so because they are round and golden, the crepes symbolize the sun. So around La Chandeleur time, the days are getting longer and warmer, at least in the northern hemisphere. So we celebrate a bit of the new life after winter, after long, dark, cold nights. Number three, so traditionally we've tried to flip the crepes in the pan by throwing them in the air. So you need to hold the pan in the right hand, and you need to hold a coin, so if possible a gold coin, in the left hand. And if the crepe lands properly in the pan, it means that the year ahead will bring prosperity. I'm really bad at that, and I can't make it like jump really high, but it's always fun to try. So yeah, fun for yourself or for your kids if you decide to try the crepes and use the recipe that I gave you. Have them go, have a go, even if the crepe lands on the floor, it's just for the fun as well. Number four, so this special shallow pan to make crepes has a name, and it's called une crêpière. Do not mix it with crêperie, which are actually the same letters but a different order. Une crêperie is the restaurant where you can eat crepes. La Chandeleur is celebrated on February the 2nd. Yeah, so that I've already said. Number six, originally it's a mix of pagan and religious celebration day. Number seven, it's a pagan celebration of the bear, the ours, welcoming the warmer days. We've already talked about that, as the bear comes out of hibernating. So that's in late January, early February. So for this reason, because the bear is the ours, for a long time, La Chandeleur was called the Chant de l'Ours, especially in the mountainous area, so the Alps or the Pyrenees. So Chant de l'Ours is a sandwich word blending Chandeleur and ours. Number nine. Now it's a Christian celebration that commemorates the presentation of the Christ or of the Christ at the temple and the purification of his mother Mary. And if you go check my article, that the link is provided in the show notes, you can see a painting that is exhibited at the Louvre Museum in Paris, a painting by Simon Vouet from the 17th century, and it's called La Présentation au Temple. So very classic type of painting. Number 10, so that La Chandeleur takes place in February, because we said it's the 2nd of February. February, or février in French, comes from the Latin verb februare, also really, really close to the English, and februare means to purify. And that's why the purification of Mary was set in February. Number 11, so February the 2nd is 40 days after Christmas. Yeah, sorry, I said 40 days before Easter. I was thinking of Mardi Gras. I made a mistake at the beginning of the episode. Mardi Gras, we also eat crepes though. So yeah, that's two good opportunities in the year to make them. So yeah, 40 days after Christmas. And traditionally, the Christmas crib should not be packed up before that date. So that's the end of the Christmas cycle. Have you thrown away or packed up your Christmas tree yet? This year we didn't have a Christmas tree. If you've seen my photos on Instagram, we actually decorated my Eiffel Tower. Because of the moving, we just didn't have time to go get a real tree. But it ended up looking really good. So have a look at my Instagram account. It's at FrenchYourWay. Number 12, La Chandeleur, so it literally means Fête des Chandelles, so Candlemas, and the word chandelle, une chandelle, and the word candle have the same origin. Now, candle is also bougie. In fact, you probably know the word bougie, maybe not chandelle. What's the difference between une chandelle and bougie? It's only the difference between what it's made of. The chandelle is made of tallow and the bougie is made of wax. Number 13, so on Chandeleur Day, the candles around the house should be lit up. Yeah, of course, because originally it's the day of the candles. Number 14, so there are many sayings and proverbs around La Chandeleur. And around like every event and almost every day of the year in general. And as often these sayings, these proverbs are predictions based on the weather. So that is something that was really, really important when life, especially country life, depended on good crops and the weather. The sayings usually rhyme. So number 15 and number 16 will be two French sayings for you. Number 15. À la chandeleur, l'hiver se meurt ou prend vigueur. I'll say it slowly again. You can try to understand what it means. À la chandeleur, l'hiver se meurt ou prend vigueur. So on Candlemas Day, winter either dies, l'hiver se meurt, or becomes stronger, or prend vigueur. And number 16, last French saying, rosé à la chandeleur, and rosé with a double E at the end, it's not the rosé de wine. Rosé à la chandeleur, l'hiver à sa dernière heure. Rosé à la chandeleur, l'hiver à sa dernière heure. Donc rosé with double E is the dew, like the little drops of water on the grass in the morning. So rosé à la chandeleur, if there's dew on Candlemas Day, l'hiver à sa dernière heure. So winter is ending. Winter is at its last hour. So it's a pretty good sign if you can see dew on that morning. Tell me what your favorite flavor for crepes is. I'd be interested to know. And if you want to know or to just indulge more about crepes, you can listen to a French Voices episode 10. It was an interview that I did with Cédric from Pop-Up Crepe. And I've put the link in the show notes as well. It's frenchvoicespodcast.com/episode10. And don't forget to download my recipe and then put your favorite flavor on it. Let me know how it goes. You can even send me some photos. Thanks a lot and see you in the next episode of French Away Podcast.